It's Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As the race to find treatments for COVID-19 intensifies, scientists have identified 69 drugs that may be effective in treating the coronavirus. There is no antiviral drug proven to be effective yet, and doctors can just offer supportive care, such as managing fever and using a ventilator in severe cases. Carl Zimmer, author of A Planet of Viruses, joins us for how scientists are scrambling to find a treatment. Thanks for joining us, Carl.
Thanks for having me.
Right now, we're learning that scientists have identified 69 drugs to test against treatment for coronavirus. Right now, there's really no antiviral drug that's proven to be effective against the drug. A lot of stories that we're hearing are anecdotal. But when people get infected, really the best that doctors can do is offer supportive care, make sure the patient has enough oxygen, manage the fever and cough and all that. And if obviously things get even worse, the use of a ventilator might be needed. But Carl, tell us about some of these drugs that scientists have identified that could possibly help treat this.
So this is a virus nobody really knew even existed a couple months ago. So scientists have been just scrambling like crazy to understand its biology and to look for weak spots, ways in which they can attack it. And so they're taking a lot of different strategies to search for drugs that could stop an infection. These would be called antivirals. And, you know, there are antivirals that already exist that are used for all sorts of viral infections, and they're effective against, some are for HIV, some are for hepatitis and so on. So it's possible that there may be antivirals that are already being tested on for other viruses that might work for the coronavirus. And then there are other people like the ones I wrote about in the New York Times who were saying, well, what are the proteins in our own cells that the viruses depend on? And can we give people drugs to block those proteins so that the viruses can't get at them? It's a different strategy, might work. It would be great if it did. So basically, everybody is just working as fast as they can to find something that's going to be really effective.
It's very tough. Scientists were investigating 26 of the coronavirus's 29 genes, and they found that 332 human proteins are targeted by the coronavirus. So, I mean, there's a lot of give and take there. There's a lot of different receptors. There's so much that goes into this, and doctors are trying to work at this breakneck speed to figure something out.
It is a testament to how sophisticated science has become when it comes to viruses. We can read the genes of viruses with incredible speed now. A couple of generations ago, you'd be lucky to just know how many genes a virus had, and you wouldn't be able to read them. So there is a lot of technology that can be brought to bear. So, you know, scientists are doing in 2 or 3 weeks what would have taken several years in the past. So that's heartening, but we just have to hope that they can get to a point where they're actually able to point to things that are going to actually save lives, because certainly in the United States, we're exploding so fast that we don't have any time to waste.
Tell us about some of the other drugs that have been seen to possibly be effective or could be candidates to be effective. There's things that are not related to antivirals, things that can be used to treat cancer, schizophrenia, drugs that can treat parasites. Chloroquine is one that we hear a lot about right now.
People really need to cool it on the chloroquine. Chloroquine is a drug that is needed for diseases like malaria or like lupus. There are people who need to take chloroquine for lupus right now. And if you're going out and hoarding chloroquine, you're depriving people who have lupus from something they need. It's selfish and it's stupid because nobody knows if chloroquine is actually effective. And if it is, they don't know what the right dose is. And there are all sorts of side effects. Chloroquine can mess with your heartbeat. So just thinking that it's going to be a panacea you can pop like M&Ms is crazy. Chloroquine does look like there might be something there, just like a dozen of other drugs look like there might be something there worth checking out. Turns out that there are drugs for Parkinson's disease that target proteins in our cells that the coronavirus needs to use. So let's check these all out, but we have to check them out scientifically. That means putting these drugs into infected cells and seeing if they can clear the virus out. It means doing experiments on animals that are infected with the coronavirus, see if it still works. It means doing careful studies on people, large trials on people, to see if it really works without causing even more harmful side effects.
Right. And to be clear, what we're talking about are things that scientists are identifying that could possibly help. As you've been just saying, we need to do all the studies. We need to do the clinical trials to see if it would be an effective medicine. you're right. I think a lot of times people hear, oh, this could be working. And then, yeah, they want to go and grab as much of it as they can and all that. This is just to talk about what we're learning more about the virus and all. Speaking of animals, just from one of your articles, I noticed that if they do testing in animals, particularly ferrets might be used. Can you explain that? Just kind of an interesting side note.
Well, it might sound kind of odd that scientists are planning experiments on ferrets, but they are. And the reason is that the coronavirus latches on to certain cells in our lungs, and that's because there's a certain protein on those cells. It just so happens that ferrets have similar proteins on their lungs, and so it looks as if they might also be able to develop COVID-19. If you give this virus to a lot of other species, they don't get sick. So if you want to test whether antivirals work, you don't want to test it on an animal that doesn't get sick from this virus.
One of the other interesting things I noticed too is, and we heard a lot about it last year, was the gene editing tool CRISPR. I guess there's some researchers that might have tried to already use this technique possibly to treat coronavirus?
There is very preliminary, very basic, and very creative research going on using CRISPR, maybe as a possible antiviral. In theory, it's certainly worth exploring. And so into these very preliminary experiments, what scientists have done is they basically use this technology to create molecules that can recognize the genes of this coronavirus and then shred them to pieces. So you would imagine that, you know, a virus infects a cell, and if you've treated somebody with these molecules and those molecules are in the cell, they'll recognize this virus's genes and they're making new copies and just destroy them all. That would be the hope. It would be great, but that's way more preliminary than some of this other stuff that we were talking about.
And the final question that I have is, because I know you've spoken to a lot of scientists and medical professionals, how are they all working together? They're doing a lot of video conferencing, things like that.
It's tough because a lot of this research has to go on in labs, and a lot of labs are closing down. So there's a real struggle to keep the scientific process going. Certainly, there's a lot of data that has to be analyzed and discussed, and that can be done at home and with Zoom. So you have these huge scientific Zoom meetings with like 30 different scientists all talking about the same research. So that is happening every day, all the time. You've got a global effort to try to find a cure for this disease.
Carl Zimmer, columnist at the New York Times and author of A Planet of Viruses. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.